Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Funhouse Podcast.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
My name's Lindsay. I'm here with Ryan and John.
Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for having us today.
And I just got a text from my boyfriend that says, TFW, you throw up a lot of rope. And it's a picture of my dog.
TFW, the
like
feeling
the face
win.
Win.
The face win.
Yeah, the face win.
Okay.
Here's a live photo of my dog.
Aww, looks so guilty.
For well, audio listeners, we're looking at a picture of Lindsay's dog.
That's me giving her
Arlen.
Head rubs.
She's giving her head rubs.
Anyways, but the other picture is her.
And she just
looking very sus.
She threw up rope.
Yeah, she has this toy like rope that it's just for when you play with her, because otherwise she'll chew on and eat it.
Toy.
Looks like it got left with her for a little bit. So anyway, she threw up rope, and that's what happened to
I
me.
Hate when that happens, okay.
Even though I'm not there, so technically it didn't happen to me.
Uh huh.
That sucks.
I don't know anything about throwing rope.
Is that a semen?
No.
Euphemism?
No. Ryan, I was saying that I'm not familiar with eating rope and throwing it up.
Okay.
I would. This is a family podcast, Ryan.
Is hot it? Ropes or something?
Hot ropes?
What are those called?
Hot snakes?
Oh, God.
No, when you
shits.
Have bad shits.
Something.
No, it's throwing rope.
But what is hot rope?
Throwing rope is
hot
when
cum?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what I'm asking you.
I was trying to go under the radar.
It's warm, right?
Is it?
Yeah. It's your internal body temperature, you dingus.
I didn't know that. I learned nothing today.
It comes out ice cold. You can see the steam rising out of it.
I literally shoot cumsicles.
Oh,
why
God,
does my cum clank when it hits the ground?
Do you think that there's anywhere on Earth that the second you came, it would like freeze midair and then clink?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, like same thing with like the hot, the boiling water challenge, but your cum's not even boiling.
Is that what Santa Claus does?
You should
too
next
early
time
in the podcast, because it's going to get us demonetized for saying that
is
word
that
so
happens?
Much. I don't know.
You said ropes.
Anyways, thanks for being here today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You know, that's a great way to break the ice on a podcast like this. And I'm going to follow it up with, this is the special Icebreakers podcast episode.
Oh. You know, I don't know y'all well enough, actually.
Come Icebreakers. I bought this book when I was like in my early 20s. I'll show the book. It's this book called 4,000 Questions to Get to Know Anyone.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I had just moved to L.A. in my early 20s. This book is from 2004, by the way. And I would read it to be like, how do I meet people?
I kind of used
moving
to do a
to
thing
a
like
big
that.
City,
yeah, it was like a fun road trip kind of
well, I've
book.
I've got questions.
You have thousands
okay.
of fun
I'll let you look at it after.
Icebreaker discussion questions.
Yeah, and because it's like, you know, it's not like I didn't know how to talk to people, but I was 20 in a big city, and I was like, I want to make friends.
Yeah. I have a thing I was going to tell you.
Oh, please.
One time I bought this game in college called Group Therapy, and it was like a group party version of that, you know? But it's like, so we're like, so I invited everyone to come. I'm like, let's go play this game, Group Therapy. And it just, we just all were fighting for hours, because it's like pits you against each other. It's like, which person in the group do you think you can share your feelings with the most? Which person in the group would you not? You know,
oh
and stuff.
Goodness.
And I was like, well.
Jesus Christ. And Mean Girls. Yeah.
So I was going to say this is more of like maybe a Mean Girls thing to do, or like not necessarily Mean Girls, but more of like a thing a woman would do.
Sure.
I had a burn book, but it was not the kind,
bitch.
Not the kind in the movie. It was more of like a book that had, it was like a small little journal.
Mm-hmm.
And every page had a question. And each like line had a number.
Okay.
And then on the first page had a bunch of numbers as well. So I had a bunch of my friends. They put their name on the line. They go through every page and they write their answer to the question. So I have a book from like, this is actually about 10 years old now, this book that I have, with a group, a certain group of friends, you know, just different people in my life at that time. I'm like, I should do another one.
A wealth of blackmail. Years.
So yeah, it would be like, you know, who's your dirty hookup secret? Like, What's your favorite thing your mom ever told you? You know, like little stuff like that.
But there was a key at the beginning that told you who everyone
name,
was corresponding
yeah.
to? That's hilarious.
So like you write the same, if you're number five, you write on number five for every single one.
Okay.
And it's my little book.
That's cool.
My
real quick, sorry.
Yeah, go for
one
it.
More thing. I had some friends, a couple guy and a girl, and the girl was like, "Hey, let's play this icebreaker game, you know, on Saturday night with, you know, over dinner." Mm-hmm. And they did, and by the end of it, they had broken up.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's why you got to do it right away.
So I'm expecting that by the end of this podcast, we will all either be happier together or we will have broken up.
Well, I picked out questions to start with, and if we get through them, then I will dive into the book. I'll maybe let you guys pick out some stuff.
Cool.
But these are just a mix of, like, I think fun, lighthearted questions, and then also, like, what are you gonna say? I don't know. But my first question on here is, do you make your bed daily?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Next question.
I used to, from 2020, like summer 2020 until about a year ago, and I was just like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know why you do it? It's because it feels really good to get into it.
Well, I understand the whole ideology of it. Like, all right, sure. You've accomplished the first thing you accomplish 5 minutes after you've, you know.
That's not the way I would do it,
get
though.
The day
it's
going.
For the evening, for getting into the bed.
Are you kidding me? See, I don't understand that at all. To me, it's like literally a, like you said, a huge waste of time. You know, I'm going to be getting back into it later. I don't care. Well, maybe I'm paraphrasing and just putting words in your mouth. Anyway.
Like you said, it's only for crazy people.
I just don't get. I'm going to fuck it up like in 12 hours anyway. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look aesthetically better to me, even though I guess maybe it does.
That's
so
fair.
And I don't have this weird sensation of getting into it and making it it makes me feel
to
better.
To be clear,
when it's,
I also do not make my bed daily, but I will do it occasionally, and it feels really nice. Also, because sometimes I'm not the last person out of the bed. I've got to go to work. But
yeah. For me, it's I moved into a studio apartment where I just have a desk and a bed. Yeah. So I'm in the bed so much. It's also my couch.
Okay.
So it's just
in the bed.
I went from making it and then getting in it 12, 14 hours later to like making it and then being like, I'm going to lay down and watch a show.
Yeah.
Well, I can move on to the next question. My second question on this list is, what idiotic things have you done for love? Did you ever do anything real
doofusy? Of course. But well, define idiotic.
Like something that you're like, how embarrassing.
One comes to mind. In high school, I was like, it was somebody's birthday, my friend's birthday, that I was taking on a date, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I'll surprise them and take them to Benihana's, and we'll do karaoke, mm-hmm. and then we get there, and I like blindfolded her. For some reason, I thought that would be funny. Like, be like, and I'm not gonna tell you where we're going, and then we got there, and she's like, and I was like, here we are, Benihana's karaoke night. And then I kind of just totally misjudged. Like, she's not really a karaoke person.
Okay.
You know? She's like, oh, cool. And then, like, it basically was just, like, us going into Benihana's and her watching me do, like, two karaoke songs.
Oh,
and then
me being
like, let's actually just go eat somewhere else. That was kind of stupid. It's not. Okay. Anyway, what's yours?
Yeah. What's yours, Lindsay? I'll keep thinking.
Oh, what's mine? Well, it depends. As a when I was a young woman in her early 20s, I feel like there's a lot of, when I look back at it now, I go, there was a lot of desperation there.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, oh, this guy is showing me attention and oh my God. So there's a lot of mistakes in general that I probably made. There are moments where, yeah, maybe it's maybe not love, but like it's that sort of that part of my life where, like, one time I liked this guy, and he lived in my building, and I remember, like, sitting outside his door with a six-pack of beer, like, drunk, being like, let me in. And I'm pretty sure he, like, looked through the peephole and was like, God. Like, he didn't want nothing to do with me. So that's, like, in the vein of, I think, idiotic things. It's like,
well, that's just,
when you're just
you know,
dumb and young and being like, please love me. So there's stuff like that I definitely did where I'd text a guy and be like, and you did all this. And I go, God, when I look back at myself, I go, God, desperate bitch.
John?
Mine is pretty traumatic.
All right, let's hear it in grave detail.
You know, this is supposed to be light, so I'm not supposed to.
We're getting into it in the morning.
It's more of a, not for me. I was like 20 and ignorant. I think a lot of us maybe.
I think that's, you know, not just you.
So, specifically in regards to like mental health education, not knowing the signs of things, or mm-hmm. even when a huge thing happens and you are annoyed by it instead of anything else. So I hung out with these girls that I knew, and one of them was a freshman at UCSD or SDSU.
Oh.
And we all went to her dorm, and we were playing this game called Ghost, where everyone has shots, and you go around with a letter, and you each have to spell a word.
Okay.
But it's called Ghost because basically once you say G-H, there aren't really any other words except Ghost. So basically whoever has to say T is like forced to take a shot. Anyways, we all got super wasted, and then everyone left because they could tell that me and this girl were kind of like, you know, hitting it
vibing.
Off. Vibing. Except the sister of this one girl. And it was like, okay, well, this girl's here. But she was like way beyond drunk. And so we put her in a bed. And we're like, all right, let's get busy. And then, and once again, don't understand mental health. Don't see this, know the signs. We like heard, and I looked over, and she was sprinting for the balcony, and she swung the sliding door open on the fourth floor and ran out on the balcony and threw one of her legs over the balcony to jump. And I ran over, and I basically bear hugged her and dove backwards. She was literally, her hips were going over, like she was one leg over, about to literally fall off.
And this was a just drunk person who didn't know any better, or someone who was actually trying to jump
so
off of their.
What I found out later was that she liked me. And that was why she stayed.
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't know. And but so once again, completely ignorant. I was literally just, I was drunk and I was like, I want to make out with this girl. So we bear hugged her. We dove in and then we like hung out with her, with her for a little bit. And then we're like, all right, you just need to go to bed. You need to sleep this off.
And was she coherent at that point? Or was she just
blacked out? No, she wasn't blacked out. Did I say blackout?
She was just like, she was beyond drunk.
She was very drunk. Like crying.
Okay.
So then we later put her back in the room and then went back out to the couch, just being like, all right, problem resolved.
Okay.
And then, like, maybe 30 minutes later, she comes out and we're like, what are you doing? And she's like, I just got to go to the bathroom. And we're like, okay. She goes in the bathroom and we keep making out. And then 20 minutes passed and we're like, she hasn't come out of the bathroom yet. And I was like, oh, no. And we go and we rattle and it's locked. And we're like, shit, shit, shit. And we unlock it. And I swing the door open. And this is sad, but it's also just the absurdity of it. The bathroom had a window that she tried to jump out of again. Except it's like a narrow slit window.
Uh-huh.
So I swing the door open. And in what I see is just a butt and two legs
swinging
back and forth. Hey. Have you, when we played the Ninja or the Quiet Place game,
uh-huh.
you know that shot where James basically hid behind the couch and it's just his legs in the air?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's exactly what I opened the door to find. And I was, once again, ignorance. My reaction was just, oh, God.
Well, it's
so
like, you're not equipped to deal with that.
Yeah, I was.
So
I
would cut yourself some slack there. You're drunk or two. And
I was 19 or 20.
You are, we are not equipped to deal with that stuff. So
yeah. So that and then we put her back and then we kept making out. So
like, and also like, what can you do in that moment? There's not, you know, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's me being an idiot.
Well, I wouldn't say that was you being an idiot for love. That's you dealing with a, you know, volatile situation with the with drunk teenagers that you are one of, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was a drunk teenager, me and my friends would jump into our pool in laundry baskets, like be wasted and be like, we're baby Moses. And then like throw up on the side of the house.
What? And I'm sorry, what does that have to do with love?
Moses was like in the river in a
basket. I know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, like, being a drunk teenager, you're fucking stupid.
Oh, of course. Yeah, totally.
Anyways, do you guys use an alarm?
I was wondering what your segue was going to be to the next question. Do I use an alarm? Yes, I use like four of them.
I know, I have like six. This question's got layers because John was late today specifically because why?
I slept. Okay, so.
Was your alarm set?
I use alarms, and I will reveal the full truth of why I was late. So I have a perfect system. I have some LifeX lights. My nails were. Are you looking at my long nails, Lindsay?
No, you were gesturing.
Don't you dare look at my long nails that I forgot to cut, and I mentioned that they were too long a week ago.
I got one long nail.
Nice. Oh,
I'm pretty good.
That's
right
the Coke nail.
I'm feeling pretty good.
That's your butt scratching nail.
It's poop flicking. Yeah.
What was the question?
Alarm.
Oh, right. You have your perfect system.
So I have LifeX lights, which are
the
like
lights,
Philips
colored
Hues.
Lights, yeah.
Yeah, but they're cheaper and
those.
They're brighter.
Mm-hmm.
All the Philips Hues I could find were like way low lumens for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe I was looking in the wrong place. But anyways, I have the lights fade up. They can change hues. So it's daylight, which is 5,600 Kelvin, which is like a bluer,
mm-hmm.
kind of cooler light. And then at sunset, they're automatically set to change over to warm.
Mm-hmm.
But they turn on in the morning, and they fade up over 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then my alarm goes off, but it plays. Anyone on Spotify can look this up. It's the Near Chill play. N-I-E-R Chill playlist. It's soundtrack. It's the chill songs from the Near Autonoma games and Replicant. Anyways, that's what I do. And generally, I wake up and I'm active before the music starts playing because the light slowly fading up just kind of gently wakes you up out of what you're doing. So this time, what happened was I made an oopsie last night. And I ended up eating ice cream and no real dinner. So I had ice cream for dinner.
What does that have to do with your alarms?
I woke up at, I think, 3 or 4 a.m. with excruciating pain and spent about like an hour and a half making trips to the bathroom.
Oh, your tummy hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soft serve.
Oh, okay.
But so I guess I just slept through it all. So my lights were on and the music had stopped playing, which means that it played through the entire playlist, which is like 20 songs or something.
What time does your alarm normally go off?
The lights start fading up at 8. I get up, I shower, and I come to work 8:20. I'm here at work at 9 a.m. on the dot every day.
Okay, well, one of my questions is, what is your most recent lie?
I'm here at 9 a.m. on the dot every day. It's my most recent lie.
Ryan?
So which one, the alarm or the lie?
You already answered the alarm. You said you have like four alarms.
Well, actually, I was just about to look at my alarms. I think I have more than that. Like look at all these alarms. I just have alarms.
Why are they all set
days.
For midnight?
Well, they're all for
wait,
like.
Oh, wait.
They just keep going.
Oh, my God. They're just every 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're just like every couple minutes. For our audio listeners, I just keep.
This is insane, actually.
What the fuck, Ryan?
Why do you have that?
These are all. It's just because I'll be like,
did you do speed one time?
Well, I'm constantly just being like, Siri, put an alarm for 1:32 p.m. or something, and then it'll do it, and then I never.
Oh, my God. Actually, like
1:31, 1:32, 1:30.
Yeah, 1:40, 1:45. This is an alarm for every minute of the day.
I was thinking that you were like, on speed or something, and you were just like, all right, 1:32, 1:33, 1:34. I'm going to need this later.
No. I don't know.
It's literally every single time.
It's every minute of the day. That's some psycho
That is some psycho shit.
I don't know why other people's aren't like this. But no, I generally have like three or four like alarms set, like basically 4 or 5 minutes apart from each other, and I'll sleep through the first one. And I'll wake up on the second one usually. That's kind of how it goes.
Mm.
And then I'll just flip the other two off when I'm shitting or showering.
Yep.
That's 1,440 alarms.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Is your phone okay? That's why if you have problems, I think it's because of your phone. Anyways, I have like 5 or 6 like a normal person.
Do you ever have the thing where you're in the shower and then you hear your alarm going off and you're like, shit, I forgot to turn off the extra alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that's
hate
the
that.
Worst. That's why I had to get off the multi-alarm system.
Especially when I leave mine on the nightstand and my boyfriend is asleep and then I'm like... It's a problem now.
If you just wake up, when you do wake up, and if you know you have a bunch of alarms set.
I know, I just sometimes I forget.
Well, yeah, you can just go, Siri, turn off all my alarms.
And then you need to worry about that because you can't manually turn off like 1,000 alarms.
Right.
Anyways, can you do a cartwheel?
Can I do a cartwheel? Yeah. I mean, it won't look graceful, but I think it could pass.
You think you can? Can you do a cartwheel?
I can do an amazing cartwheel with my legs straight up in the air. This is the thing that... Whenever anyone does a cartwheel, they think they are doing a good cartwheel until you see a video of it played back and you're like, holy shit, my legs, my feet were like 2 feet off the ground.
Well, because you're not talking about like going like this. You got to go like this.
Yeah.
Not like a cartwheel.
Yeah.
I can do a cartwheel. I used to be able to do a round off.
Jesus.
What's a round off?
Like where you, it's like a cartwheel, but then like.
You go off the ground, land on both feet.
Yeah, you land forward facing. I used to be able to do that.
I just got the chills.
I mean, I'm 35, so I don't know if I could do it anymore. But
it's not the chills. Sometimes I like envision people doing gymnastics or something, and then like falling on their necks, and then
I'm not talking about falling on my neck. Time.
Do you want to hear the story?
I guess I'm about to.
When
have
you fell
to.
On your neck?
Yeah.
I don't think I can't. No.
I tried to do a backflip on a trampoline.
I can't hear about people falling.
No. I was okay, but. Yeah,
like I heard a story about a girl who got hit with a bowling ball that bounced off a trampoline. That shit is.
Jesus oh, God. Christ, that's fucked dude. Up. Anyway. No, so what happened to me was I was trying to do a backflip. My buddy was trying to teach me how to tuck, which is where you basically make yourself as small as possible.
I know how to tuck. So learn it from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Basically, you spin faster because, you know, it's like, you know, when you're in a chair and you're spinning and your arms are out, you go slow, but then you pull it in and you go fast.
Uh-huh.
That's the trick behind doing flips. So I can do a front flip like a motherfucker, but back flip, I could never do it. And so he was teaching me to tuck, and then I tried to do it, and I did about 270 degrees, I'd say. And I came down, and my head got pushed down in my stomach.
That explains a lot.
And here's what happened. It was like a zipper down my back. It was just... Every vertebrae popped, like, but like cracking your back type thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was every single fucking thing to the point where it loosened my ribs up or something, and all of the pressure.
And all of
was,
your organs fell.
No, it was all of my ribs were everywhere. Pushing together in the front of my body. At least that's what I, as a layman, believe happened because I just had this immense pain running up my sternum. Of just like pressure, and it was just like, ah,
ow,
yeah. And I was laying there going, oh man, my ribs, my crack, my back. And my friend Ian was like, shut the fuck up. Like, there, the amount, the lack of like empathy he had for me in that moment is something that has been seared into my memory. Of just like, I am in so much pain, and you do not understand what's happening.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Next icebreaker, Lindsay. Let's get a real juicy one.
A real juicy one? Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Describe your first kiss.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I was at my grandma's house.
Was it juicy? Was it you with your grandma?
Nope. Not with my grandma. I shouldn't have started it like that. But my girlfriend, I was in 7th grade. She was in 8th grade. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And she lived in the neighborhood across from my grandma,
uh-huh.
You know, and so I was like, oh, I couldn't wait to go to my grandma's house uh-huh. next time. And then,
because
I snuck out, I'm like, my grandma, we're gonna walk. Then I just went to the girl's neighborhood,
uh-huh.
and then we sat on this big rock in like the right in the middle of their neighborhood. And I just remember forever, like, She just kind of had her head on my shoulder, and then I was like, I gotta kiss this person, but I can't. I don't know how. I've never done this, and I'm like, and at some point she just looks
13?
Up at me.
13.
Yeah, she's like 13. She's like 14. She looks up at me like a puppy eye person, a puppy dog or something, and then finally I went in, and it was awesome, and we did it for like forever, and then at some point I'm like, my grandma's gonna start, worrying. So then I left, and then at the next school dance, we just made out the entire time, and everyone made
you
fun of us.
You went straight up from just kissing to making out?
Yeah, but it was like...
Everybody made fun of you?
Well, because I do not exaggerate when I say the entire time. Like, every slow dance, you know, we'd make out for most of the song, and then I'd stop, and then she'd just still be looking up at me, so we'd keep doing it, and then everyone's just like... Oh, I finally looked up, and everyone's just staring at us, you know, in the whole...
Yeah, they're staring
dance.
At your pants, Tim.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 8th grade dances, I just remember every 8th grade dance, it was like... Every boy that I danced with, it was like, oh my God. Of course, when I was 13, up until I was about 20, I was very naive about what was going on in general. So I would just be like, what is that?
I mean, it was, thinking back on it, it's absurd how obvious it was. Yeah. There was just nowhere to put it, you know? Just sitting there and you're grinding, you know? I mean, there's just no way that they're not noticing that.
All these little... messes.
No, I mean, this might be too much information, but when that happens, when you're at the dance, is that like an accomplishment in your mind? You're like, oh, look what I made, look what I just did.
Well, I just explained that when I was 13, I did not understand. Like,
okay,
when I was in a junior in high school, and I went to my prom, and the guy that I danced with, I was like, oh my God, this guy has a boner.
And were you like,
is that a Nokia in your pocket?
I did it.
I was like, I guess he likes me. Okay. Which is also just in general how I feel, I guess, when I'm, if I've met a guy, we're hanging out, and I'm like, oh, guess he likes me.
That's the indication.
Also, but that's not, a fair indication, because he can have a boner, he can not like you.
So, yeah, okay.
Which is sadder. Anyways, what was your first kiss?
My first kiss was in first grade.
Oh, Jesus.
There was me and this girl, Lauren, a little blonde girl. I was a little blonde boy. We looked like children of the corn, blonde hair, blue eyes. And we talked about how we were brother and sister in Christ, and then we would just kiss a bunch, and then the teacher separated us.
Wait, how old?
First grade, so like seven. Six,
seven.
Seven.
And
six
I assume it's like you guys are just pecking each other on the lips, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting.
Wild.
Brother and sister in Christ.
Okay, let's see how many more questions.
Pitching a tent for Christ.
Pitching a tent for Christ. Camping out for Christ.
Oh my God.
Do you like singing in the shower?
Do I like singing in the shower?
Do you sing in the shower?
I have fun singing in the shower. I don't do it as often as I would like.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Is it because you don't have time? You're embarrassed? It's
I love listening to music in the shower, but generally it's like I'm not usually singing along to a song unless it's just kind of like some ubiquitous, super famous song.
And even without music, you're not singing in the shower like, I want to dance with somebody.
No.
No,
I'm usually just like sitting there for like forever, being like, God, this feels so good. This hot water all over me. It's like I'm standing in a hot tub.
Do you sit in the shower?
No, I just stand and I let the water
sometimes
hit my back.
Sit in the shower.
You don't have a chair?
No.
Ew.
I love sometimes it's almost like if your back is itchy or something, then all of a sudden the hot water pressure on your back
really
just feels
good.
Good. It's like, oh yeah, it's like scratching my back. It feels so awesome.
You have a strong shower. High pressure.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you sing in the shower?
So this actually plays into the alarm question. One of the reasons I tried to get off of using my phone as an alarm is because I would be in the shower, blasting music over my Bluetooth, and then suddenly the music would stop,
and my alarm's
going off. And it would be like, hey, bud, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You need two devices.
I'm kind of... anal in that I really don't like when songs stop abruptly. Like if I'm ever listening to music, I'll wait until the song's over and I'll stop it between songs, or I'll hit the volume down button in beat to the song until I hate just music stopping abruptly. And so in the shower that would aggravate me, especially because the way the Bluetooth worked, I couldn't get the music to play again. Like I could press the play button to stop the alarm, and then I'd just be in stuttered silence, only interrupted by my sobs of grief.
So you sing in the shower?
I dance in the shower.
Oh, okay. Scrub a dub dub. Mm-hmm. That's the, like you taking the little towel and like what, like going back and forth on your butt, you know?
Oh, okay. You're wondering what you know, like, that was.
Yeah, you're rubbing the towel on your butt.
I actually
John told me he sings. He uses his dick like a microphone, and he sings in the shower. And he screams down at it.
Well,
you know
I
when you
know,
told me that.
No, I used to play Lighthouse.
Six cycle carousel. I'm thinking of Lifehouse.
Oh, right. Did you ever play Lifehouse?
I actually was thinking of Lifehouse, too. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I remember this moment here with you. this must have been when I was like 3 or 4.
I probably had my first kiss of that song.
This is a dick game?
No. It's a prop.
with a microphone that you sing into and it's like echoey and it's like...
No, in the shower... What you do is you start with the empty shower, but you put the plug in and you turn the shower on, and
you slowly fill it.
Basically,
into a bath.
It slowly becomes a bath.
My sister's calling.
And you lay on your back with your Ninja Turtle action figures, and you play with your Ninja Turtles doing flips and stuff. And then there's a lighthouse in like the middle of kind of the play arena that they're playing in.
In the bathtub?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm following. I think there's a lighthouse, real one.
No, it's my dick.
Oh my God. Okay.
We're going to be right back. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with more icebreakers.
I was wondering where the dick played into that.
Pretty much every time I step outside, I need a pair of sunglasses. The sun is so bright, my eyes are so light, and it's just too much. Luckily, our friends at Shady Rays have me covered with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that we've ever worn. I love my Shady Rays. I think that they're so cute. They're so lightweight. I've got lots of pairs and varieties. They just feel nice. Plus, if you lose or break your sunglasses, even on day one, they'll send you a brand new pair with no questions asked. And if you don't love your Shady Rays, you can always exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code FHPOD for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Wowie! Can you believe that we've had 7 months without an NFL game? That's crazy! Well, good thing that's over because the NFL is back and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with game day greatness, and all customers can take advantage of 2 new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you get. Download now and use code FUNHOUSE to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly for just betting $5. That's code FUNHOUSE, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility. Terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Hello and welcome back to the Ice Breaking Funhouse podcast. We're breaking a lot of ice here today.
Pitching a lot of tents, breaking a lot of
getting
ice.
Getting to know each other. I've had, you know, a couple fun questions. I got like halfway through this, so I think I have a few more.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to have more conversation.
Hit it, girl.
You know, giving birth, how old is too old?
Oh, my God.
Well, I was always told in the media that 35 is when, like, it spikes to 25% chance for, like, complications or whatever.
For women?
For women.
Yes, dried up.
So I always thought that that was the scientific
in
number.
In here, dusty.
Mm-hmm. But my sister-in-law had both of her kids after 35.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's becoming more common in, like, our generation and, like, this day and age.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I mean,
there's more tools.
But are you?
It used to be that most people had their kids between, like, 14 and 20.
Yes.
So.
Well, I mean,
you know, science has come a long
your
way.
Question is what, a science question or just a society question? How do I personally have a
this,
number?
This, I think, is a society question of, like,
I don't, sky's the limit, baby.
Like, how old do you think, do you want kids?
Yeah, sure. At some point. Let's do it.
At some point.
Well,
do
yeah,
you
which
kids?
Hopefully, I don't
how
know,
old are
I'm
you?
Get a little old here.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. How old is too old?
So,
no, they as old as.
Men can do it
as
for
old
a long
as medicine
time.
Will yeah. allow, is my answer.
What I thought was the scientific, not the social answer. So you keep going around, and then I'll answer again.
Well, my social answer is
sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. There is no.
But at some point you'd be too old to really be able to take care of a child and have them and
you
be
mean,
there for their
are you
life.
For the dudes or for
you? Like even if you were like 70 having a baby, you'd get what 10 years, and then their yeah. dad dies when they're 10.
And how old is your wife when you're
70? Yeah.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Medicine can advance a long way when
you're
70.
You
can
when
60-year-olds could be having babies when we're 70.
Yeah, when you're 70, what's the youngest your wife would be?
Maybe I'm confused with the question. Because to me, there is no man or women, you could be as old as you want, I feel like. Yeah, I get your point. Like, you could... You know, it sucks if you're a kid who has your dad
is
like
80,
super old, yeah. and can't hang out with you and play with you. I can see that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
But there are people like that who their dad is like 80. Like,
and do you think those kids would be like, I just wish I wouldn't have been born instead, because then I'd have,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
Have you seen, and you've got mail that, like, Joe Fox's grandfather has, like, an 8-year-old, and Joe Fox is, like, got to be in his 30s or 40s in that in that movie, which makes his dad in his, like, 60s, so his grandfather is for sure in his 80s, and then he has a daughter with some woman for sure, and she's, like, 9 or 10.
I don't remember that subplot.
I mean, neither.
It's more just like a little side note. She's the one who sings, "The sun will come out."
Not a huge deal.
Oh.
My answer is not a huge deal if your parents are old. Who cares? At least you're alive.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the same boat. As long as they're loving parents and they can, you know, get out there and do things.
Like, sure.
They can run around the park.
Age
maybe.
Is a state of mind, man.
I wouldn't be able to run around the park.
I mean, I'd go hang out with my nephews. I'm like sweating and tired after like 10 minutes.
Wow.
They just want to sprint everywhere.
This is why it's like good discussion. It's like, okay, well, yeah. We know that Ryan's going to be 70. He's going to have a baby. That's fine.
Well, I guess, let me amend my answer again. No one should be having kids. We need to end civilization.
Anyways, how long do you brush your teeth for?
The happy birthday song.
Do
or,
you do that?
Or
do you sing happy birthday to yourself every day?
Twice?
No, but I do, you know, I go, for one, I learned way later, you know, that the circle motions is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, small circles.
Small circles, really lightly. I definitely spent the first, like, 15, 20 years just brushing as
brushing
hard as I can.
Brushing real hard, and then you went to the dentist,
and
you had recessed gums.
You get that as a
gums.
Teenage boy. I think that's a teenage boy thing. Like,
recessed gums. I had that.
And I didn't get that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's how they do it in cartoons. You know? The fuck? But then, so I'll kind of go all the way around as much as I think I need to, and then I do it all again, you know?
And you sing happy birthday.
Yeah, and I floss before that.
Do you have an electric toothbrush, or you
no,
do?
I hate them.
Really?
Yes.
You haven't made it past the first brushing.
What?
You hate them because they tickle you, right?
They don't tickle me. I hate the vibration. It just fucking, it like, It's just like being at the dentist or something. It's like, oh, God. It's just like, it must be really sensitive for me.
So I had that the first time I used an electric toothbrush. No. And then the second time, it was like sort of there. And then the third time, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I refuse. I've tried several times.
You probably have like a very sensitive mouth. You probably love making out. You're like a super taster.
Not enough
feelings
to start in the first grade.
Well, it depends on like what kind you try to. So like I had a progression of like I had like the Crest spin brush because I was like, oh, that's a $7 electric toothbrush. And then from there, when we started getting like Quip was all the rage, and so then I had Quip because it's like they send you them
disposable electric toothbrushes.
Yeah, and then the one that I got now is the Oral-B, like it's like the really nice one. And
then Oral-B.
What the
fuck?
Anyways,
what the hell was that?
Really nice and convenient.
It was a weird sneeze.
And it makes my teeth feel like hella clean. So,
all right. Well,
anyways,
cool.
Yeah, I got the Oral-B, I think, or Sonic. Something I don't know.
Yeah, something.
But I do an assembly line.
Oh, it counts for me.
I'll give you an Oral-B.
Yeah, every 30 seconds it does. It stops and kind of goes, hey there.
No, it's got a timer on the screen.
Oh, you have a screen.
And then
everything?
If I do a minute, then it's got like a face. It goes like a little. And then if I do a minute 30, it does like a little face and it's like,
hey, good job.
And then if I do 2 minutes, it's a smiley face with stars for its eyes.
Wow.
If you stick it up your asshole, does it have a weird emoji for that?
Yeah, it's like a tongue sticking out. It's like,
mine is probably mine mad. Vibrates every 30 seconds. So I basically do assembly line. I used to like still do brushing motions, even though it's an electric toothbrush.
I do small circles, yeah.
Yeah, but I realized that's just hampering the toothbrush. So
I do it lightly.
I go slow, like it's a fucking power washer. Yeah. So like, slowly around, like I'm a robot. And I always you slightly open your jaw and you get those back molars on both the bottom and the top, because that was the thing I always got criticized about whenever I went to the dentist. They said these back molars do not look as clean as they could be.
This is a really interesting discussion question. I mean, I'm going to ask this on a first date.
Yeah, well, and also, you know, I'm not a very good flosser.
Sorry, I was just saying a first date question. How often do you brush your teeth?
What's your brushing routine?
I feel like
how
that's
often,
important to know, because, like, gross mouths are, like, my ick.
Really?
I have a gross mouth thing that I learned recently that everyone
Are my ick.
Do you suffer from coffee breath?
No.
I probably do.
Don't touch the stuff.
Do you also...
I kind
of
like it.
Separate question. Do you sip on your coffee over the course of like an hour to 2 hours?
Yeah, I got this at 9.
Yeah. So, coffee is very acidic. Yeah. And when your mouth is acidic, that's when all those stinkies start forming. It's from the acidity.
I like the coffee.
So, well, yeah. I love it too. But if you want to prevent stank breath... drinking your coffee over the course of like 10 to 15 minutes and then going and kind of
smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. like, you know, rinsing your mouth out or drinking some water, sloshing it around and stuff. That
soda
will
water.
Mitigate. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I hate teeth and
mouths. I
hate teeth.
Yeah. I, you know, like when I'm
like the sight of them.
No, just. I don't know. Like in high school and stuff, you know, I was like all about like, okay, I gotta, but you know, take care of my teeth and stuff. And then I think I've told the story here in Funhouse before, but you know, then at the co-op, we had that boxing match, and then somebody uppercutted me, and this tooth is fake now, and my front two teeth are half fake. So it was just like in a one instant, it was like, well, fuck my mouth.
I didn't know you had fake teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's all fucked up in here. And then there's like, my whole mouth is all fucked up. So
I think that's actually a member's.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Well, you have nice teeth, though.
I think that story is a member's exclusive, like, clip from got cut from a video. So members, if you're a member, go check it out. It's called Ryan's Boxing Story.
Oh, that's right,
because like
Mac,
that.
The guy who actually knocked my teeth out, my friend Mac, he did a little video for it too.
Oh,
he like is interviewed in that video. I forgot.
Oh, cool.
That.
Nice. Well, great. I have a few more questions for us to chat about.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, this is great.
Whose mind would you most like to read? If you could read somebody's mind, you could know them. I feel like you'd have to know them because you'd have to be like in their presence to read their mind.
Well, I'd love to get inside this enigma right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's in there? Yeah, it'd be like worse than the cell.
Right,
with
you'd lose
Jennifer
your innocence.
Lopez.
Yeah.
You know whose mind I would want to read here?
Who?
Omar.
Why?
You ever talking to Omar and he's just staring at you and you go, are you happy with me right now?
Yeah.
Or did I just make you mad? And then he's just looking at you and I could just go right in and go, okay, cool, we're cool. He's just,
it's think brain.
He's got think brain.
Where he's processing a million things like a Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
I'd also like to get into Elise's improv mind and just see how the fuck, where the hell she's, her synapses that are coming from all over the place. Yeah. Like, whoa, that's how she randomly said that smart thing in 4 seconds.
Probably Tom Hanks.
Oh.
I'd like to see if he's really a part of the...
Skull and Bones?
Yeah, the Epstein pedo ring.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, like, my dog. Just to be like, what is she thinking? She's like, nothing.
Yeah, it's just
tail wagging.
Like,
food.
Bark, food.
Love you.
Water.
Tom Hanks, you never know.
What do you do while you're on the phone? Do you do anything? Do you walk? Do you pace? Do you like, are you also scrolling your phone? Are you?
I will literally, if I'm on the phone with somebody for 45 minutes or something, a long conversation, I will walk probably a couple miles in a circle, a small circle. I'm just like,
really?
I never stop walking. Yeah, it's like, go on forever as long as I'm talking. I can't just stand there or sit there and talk for some reason.
What do you do?
I think the same.
Walking a lot?
Yeah, if I don't, then I get very bored, unstimulated. And I'll open my phone and be tempted to open like Reddit or something, and then I'll realize I can't hear what the person's saying.
Yeah.
And I'll close it.
Yeah.
I'll sit down, and then I'll just sit there staring at the wall. Like,
gotta be walking. Gotta be moving.
Yeah. The walking just hones me in. It focuses me.
When I'm on the phone and I'm talking to somebody about something like either we're stressed out about something. Oh, I am like, and then I'll literally just turn.
What?
And then I'll walk the other way. I'm just like, that's what I'm feeling. Like, I'll literally just walk like this, you know?
Straight lines.
Yeah, I'll just walk back and forth. But if I'm on the phone at home and I'm like on the phone with my mom or my sister, suddenly I'm cleaning. I'm just
guilt.
I'm cleaning out my fridge.
Woman guilt,
I mean, honestly, I do like doing things like that while I'm on the phone. If I'm on a long conversation, I know it's going to be a long time. And, I can talk and do something else at the same time.
Yeah.
But it is good to, like, get something done. Yeah. I did laundry I folded a bunch of clothes while I was on the phone with my mom the other day.
Smart.
You know, it's like, okay, accomplished that.
Yeah, feels good. Feels good.
I just never really have to think about that question. So,
Have you ever had a pedicure? Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
Fuck yeah.
You go to the salon.
Cure a pedophile?
You wish.
I've gone to the salon and sat in a chair and put your feet in the water and gotten a pedicure.
No, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
Ryan.
We should take you.
No, it would be like Dumb and Dumber with
a grinder on his toes.
I bet it would be so disturbing.
You said you never like to have your socks off, so.
I don't, but I'm saying that for whoever gives me the first pedicure I've got in my life, and there's probably just layers of dead skin on there that are just going to come off.
That would feel so nice.
Will it?
Yeah. They feel really nice because they like massage your feet. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a massage?
I've had a back massage.
Like from a masseuse?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. As opposed to...
let me give you a back massage. Like your friend or your...
No, I don't really like that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm taking advantage of my friends. They're like, oh, let me just give you a massage. And then I'm like, I don't know.
You're taking advantage of someone that they offer freely.
Maybe that's not the right way to put it. It's just more just like if someone's like giving me a massage, you know, after a minute or so, I'm just like, okay, thanks, I'm good. Even though, but if you go to a masseuse and you pay them. You're like, all right, let's go a full hour or whatever, you know, that's cool.
Some people just do it because, like, they're, not love language. Some people's love language is touch, but sometimes their social language is like touch or like, oh, let me just like, you know, I'm bonding with you right now. I'm making you feel nice.
At the co-op, we'd get in like a massage circle or train or
it's
whatever.
It's very band camp of you.
I heard something recently.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe we need to verify this. I heard that love languages, because I always talk about love language too. I heard that they are, it was created by a dude who's like, I can't remember if it was like super Christian.
Probably to sell books or something.
Or if it was, he was like in a cult or something. It's something that was like, love languages I learned are maybe problematic.
Problematic?
But I can't remember.
Or bullshit.
Bullshit and problematic.
I'm curious to hear that.
I think it's however you interpret it. Like, it's,
yeah.
I don't think it's something that you need to like live and die by. Like, we have to always be considering our love languages.
Yeah,
to help you sort of like explain how you feel about something. Like for me, my love language is acts of service. Like, I really appreciate when my boyfriend like does little things for me that help me just to relax or feel better or take some pressure, like say take some chores off of my plate. That makes me feel really nice.
Well, it's funny because
versus like gifts. Like, I don't want him to give me flowers. I want him to like do me a favor.
I'd heard people talk about love languages before and stuff, but only up until like the last couple of years, I feel like people treat it like it's this weird science. You know, like it's this
right,
like
it's
you're
just,
saying this end all
be
all thing.
Like a tool.
Yeah, because I had a friend who once was like, "Yeah, my love languages are physical touch and gifts," and they treated it like that is just chemically a part of my body.
Way.
Yeah, and like so every time, you know, you'd go somewhere and be like, "Did you get me a gift?" You know, that's my love language, you know. Like, you know, no, I did not give you a gift. I'm sorry. I didn't think about that. I should have though, because that's your love language. And I
here's
guess
here's an article, the bigot who wrote the five love languages might hate you.
Yeah. Well, it's like gifts.
Oh, it's behind
acts
a fucking
service,
paywall.
Affirmation, physical touch, and what's the fifth one that I can't think of?
Blowjobs.
Ween.
Blowjobs,
love language is ween.
So we only have a little bit of time left, but I figured if you want to like just flip through, you guys can pick out a question. There's a lot of questions. Nothing if it's I also get the chance to plead the fifth.
Over the course of your life, what have you probably spent more time pondering than anything else? That's an interesting question, actually.
The multiverse.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a so I am agnostic.
Okay.
I believe that understanding something that is another layer outside of our universe is impossible to comprehend or determine if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And atheism is a faith-based religion as well in that regard because – sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask because I agnosticism, does that mean that you don't know or you don't care if you know?
I think it falls into the same category. Agnostic means that you acknowledge that you do not know.
Yeah.
But you would like to know, maybe? Or if you could know, would you want to know? Or because, you know, some people are like, I'm agnostic of that. Like, I don't have an opinion.
Because
personally,
I mean, sure,
I'm agnostic in the sense that I don't know, but I would love to know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't love to know, but I'd be interested to know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like dying to know, you know, like what's the meaning of everything and everything like that. But yeah, so string theory and like, you know, just the idea of like the 10th dimension and everything like that is something that I'm always thinking about. Always alternate dimensions, different time threads.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I'm right there with you. Like I especially early on in life, I was like constantly thinking about life, the universe, everything, multiverse, God, death,
Richard Feynman.
Life.
A lot of times I see an animal and I'll just think about its day.
You want to pick a question? All right, sure. Sorry, Lindsay, did you you didn't answer that or did you?
Oh, I spend a lot of my life pondering about why I can't take care of my body.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that makes sense. I'm kind of right there with you.
It's incessant. So, but whereas maybe 2 years ago, it would be like detrimental to my mental health where I can't do anything and I'm depressed by it. I think about it all the time, but now I'm on meds. So I'm like, well, maybe one day.
C'est la vie.
But then my brain goes right back to it and I go, I should just like go for a walk.
I do the same thing while simultaneously ordering wings like four times a week.
Yeah, I need to get off that shit too.
Ryan, what about you? What do you spend the most time thinking about?
I mean, I honestly kind of pick, once you said your answer, I kind of was like, yeah, I do. I actually, that's kind of my answer too. Existential shit is what I would say. I've spent a ton of time pondering, you know, I would say the last 10 or 15 years of American culture has had a lot of interesting things to think about I've thought about it too, just in all sorts of factions of life. But that's different.
You find anything? You didn't do the flipping and finger pointing method that Ryan did.
All of those were way too. What do you think about deactivating airbags? What?
I don't. Next. I don't think about anything like that.
What kind of question?
I mean, it's kind of like, all right, do you deactivate your because it's bad for the person in your car that would maybe not have the airbag
lives.
Deployed, right?
I don't understand. I know that on some cars there's the thing where you can put the key and you can turn the passenger airbag off, but I think most of them are like seat activated now, like weight activated.
Yeah.
But what is there some safety thing? Like if you're in the driver's seat and there's no one in the passenger seat, the passenger airbag going off, is that like a safety hazard?
I don't know what that question is trying to imply.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Are they?
Well, actually, I can tell you that Matt Peake, his car that he had, all of the airbags got recalled because they were full of metal particles that basically would shoot into your body and kill you.
Yeah, like shrapnel?
Yeah, basically shrapnel. And it got recalled, and he delayed it by a year and a half. It wasn't until his girlfriend, now wife, was coming out to visit that he went and he got the airbags fixed. And I would ride with him, and he would make me sit in the back behind the passenger chair.
Well, at least he had your safety in mind.
Yeah, it's nice of him.
Well, that was fun. You know, just chatting, conversation starters. Oh, Ryan's going to pick another question.
I'm just looking. Oh, just seeing if there's a good last one to go on. We can't end on airbag deployment.
Well, flip and do the finger thing again.
What is the funniest bumper sticker you have ever seen?
Oh, I like the mummy one.
The mummy one?
I'd rather be watching 1990 whatever's The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser and blah, 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 blah. It's like a whole bumper sticker that says all that. That's pretty funny.
Or there's another one that's like, in this house, we stan the George Clooney film Michael Clayton, directed by whatever
the legal. I haven't seen any of those ones. I feel like I never see funny bumper stickers, ever.
Really?
Yeah. I just see baby house, on John. Boards. Yeah, I do gotta leave my house. But I remember when I was like I must have been older because I could read. Maybe 6 or 7. I went out. I was at the library, the Lemon Grove Library, and I went out walking back to the car with my mom, and there was a bumper sticker that said, "The more people I meet, the more I like my cat." And I remember seeing that and going, "That is so sad." But also, cats are pretty cool.
Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We appreciate you tuning in, as always, and we hope to see you next week. And guys, thanks for joining me. Are you finding a bumper sticker?
Well, I was.
Is it a Trump
there's
sticker?
This, well, there was this really funny meme I saw of this guy with like this just like super anti Joe Biden truck. You know, this one isn't it, but it's just does this ass make my truck look big with Joe Biden on the back? I thought that was pretty.
Classic.
You know, commitment.
Yeah, that's
to
not
your
a bumper sticker. That's
Joe
a bumper
Biden.
Billboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get so bumper stickers have kind of been replaced by those like white decals. Like instead of it being like a
you
rectangle
decal
bumper
on
sticker,
your window,
yeah, you get the decal. So in that regard, there was one that was just "I eat ass," and there's a dash cam or like a body cam footage of a cop pulling the guy over and like telling him off, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. But he First Amendment right. You are allowed to have "I eat ass" on your car.
Yeah.
And
Oh, he won
Thank
in
God.
Court? Or
yeah,
something?
He won. I'm pretty sure that guy won. Nice. I followed that case very closely.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for watching and listening. We will see you next time. Please enjoy. And, you know.
And we won't see you next time. Lindsay's not going to be here for like a month on these podcasts,
I'll be
right?
Here next week. But
oh, you were?
Then
you
I'll,
will?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.